Blog Talk Radio.
Here where the silence speaks, here in the great unseen, here when the answer's out of reach. Here I will break my heart. Here I will brave the dark. Here find you singing over me. I am known. I am seen. I am carried by the one who won't forsake me. I am held. I'm not. Collide with fear, knowing I will find you are only good, only kind. Oh, I am known. I am seen. I am carried by the one who won't forsake me. I am held. I'm not.
Anointed Ministries Radio, and I am joined in the studio today with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries. And on today's show, we will be discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching the man of God is doing, and we will give him the opportunity to greet the radio listening audience as he do his teaching segment on vision and prayer. Prayer and vision. Pastor Fields, the floor is now yours.
And good morning to each and every one of you. We greet you once again with the joy that comes from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And certainly we are excited today once again to be able to come to you with the word from God. And we're so grateful again to have this opportunity. Thank God for all of you that are joining us on the show on today. We're speaking today from a very, very wonderful topic that God has given us, vision and prayer, and of course prayer and vision. Let us go on with the topic today. If you have your Bibles, we're coming from a couple of passages that we want to read in your hearing. Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18. A very familiar passage says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Habakkuk, another familiar passage, Habakkuk 2, verses 2 to 3 says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it, that he may run that readeth it. Make the vision plain, Habakkuk said, so that the one that's even running will be plain enough that the runner may read it. Verse 3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. It's yet for an appointed time, but at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Very, very important part of the passage there. Though it tarries, wait on it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. And then Philippians 4 and 3 says, be careful, or rather anxious, for nothing. But everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Is be careful, be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious for anything, in other words, but in everything, in all things, he says, do it by prayer and supplication. Supplication, praise God, supplicating, going passionately before the Lord, making your requests, he says, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Always giving thanks unto God. Whenever you go to God, come before him with thanksgiving. He says that is the manner, the posture, the attitude when we come before God. Coming before him with thanksgiving, he says, then let your requests be made known unto God. Thanking him, first of all, for who he is, for what he has done, is doing, and then we can make our requests known. But being thankful, first of all, having an attitude of gratitude, as we often say in religious circles, and finally, Matthew 21 and 22 says, in all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And then Mark 11, 24, very, very familiar. Therefore I say unto you, what things, and it doesn't matter what you ask concerning, it says, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them. That is the formula, my brothers and sisters, for receiving anything from the Lord. He says, I say, what things, whatsoever you go before the Lord concerning, what things soever you desire, when you pray, when you go to the point of praying, he says, believe that you have received them, that is ED, already, and then you shall have them. So you have to already have come to the place where you realize that you already have the thing that you're asking for. Once again, we're speaking today on vision and prayer, prayer and vision. The two go hand in hand. Knowing what it is that God has placed within your heart, within the scope of your mind, even dreams that you may have that have been placed there strategically by the Lord, things that we desire and we are purposed to do in life, but it all comes together by the medium of prayer. Prayer is including God into the matrix. My brothers and sisters, it's the knowing that we cannot do anything in and of ourselves. The Bible tells us plainly, without me, you can do absolutely nothing. So it takes God involved. We are co-laborers together with God, the Bible says. And so it takes the Lord along with us, his power, along with our prayer. We're praying the will of the Lord to be done. That is the attitude. Jesus said, when you pray, when the disciples asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. He said, okay, here lies the conditions or the matrix for prayer. He says, when you pray, say, Father, which art in heaven, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, blessed, revered, be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, even as it is in heaven. There it is. Let your will be done in earth, even as it is in heaven. And he gives conditions for prayer, and so we have to understand the importance that we are including God. We come in prayer communing, that is, communicating with God, our desire in accordance with his will. Understand that. That's very important. That's very strategic for us, as we understand what prayer is all about. It is communing with the Father, communications with him in regards to our desire for the will of God to be done concerning us. Divine guidance refers to words from God received by the prophets. Divine guidance refers to the words from God that were received by prophets. Where there is ignorance of God, crime and sin run rampant. Public morality depends on the knowledge of God, but it also depends on keeping God's laws. In order for nations and individuals to function well, people must know God's ways and keep his rules. That is, we have to know the word of God. Why? Because the word is his will, and the will is his word. When we know the word of God, we know the will of God. And it's also not just about knowing it, but it's about execution. For he says we must not be what? Forgetful hearers only, but be hearers as well as doers of the word. That is the will of God. And so as we operate in the obedience thereof, we can have those things, of course, that God. But it cannot be in ignorance. It has to come from divine guidance. That we must understand what the will of God is. And then having read and understood the will, and only revelation of God's word only comes through the Holy Spirit. He provided the revelation or the understanding of the specific will of God. And so we have to know that we cannot grieve him. When the Holy Spirit gives us the whereof concerning what God desires and his plan is concerning our lives or anything that we're doing on the program of God, then the only thing left is for us to walk in the obedience thereof. Praise God. Vision comes from God. Make no mistake about it, my sisters and brothers, vision comes from God. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is not an open communication or an open line of communication with God, where God provides for us what it is that we need, what he desires for us to do. Why? Because we are his ambassadors here on earth. We are carrying out the wishes as an ambassador. We're not carrying out our own thing. An ambassador represents the country or kingdom from which he comes or represents. So we represent, make no mistake about it, we represent the kingdom of God. And so the instructions of the kingdom has to come from the king, which is God himself. So where there is no vision, no open communication, where there's no open line of communicating with God, the people perish. Vision comes from God, and where there is no divine instruction, people tend to begin a downward spiral, which eventually leads to destruction. I need to say that again. Vision comes from God, and where there is no divine instructions, people tend to begin a downward spiral, which eventually leads to destruction. And we find that happening in the society in which we live. People are going on their own sense of righteousness, their own sense of purpose, and not getting it from the manufacturer. The earth is the Lord's, the Bible says, and the fullness thereof, the world and everything in it belongs to him. He is the author and the finisher. God is the one who created. He's the sustainer and the ruler of the entire universe. He made the world and everything in it. It belongs to God. And so as the manufacturer, as the creator, it came from him. And we, in order to know what, praise God, needs to happen in the creation and with God, we have to go to the creator. And so he gives us the complete breakdown of vision. Evil and injustice seems to have the upper hand, of course, in the world, but like Habakkuk, Christians often feel angry and discouraged as they see what goes on, that is, on a continuous and a day-to-day basis. Habakkuk, of course, he had some issues. He had some concerns. Habakkuk complained vigorously to God about the situation. He says, what's up with this, God? God answers, his answer to Habakkuk, of course, is the same answer that he would give to us. If it seems slow,
Habakkuk saying, what's up now? You are using these people, and you're using them to basically to punish your people, which are the righteous, the people of God. But the people of God were in error, and God is using words of people, Habakkuk says, in order to punish your folk. God said, that's my business. I want to do what I want to do, but don't worry about it. I'm going to deal with them in time, praise God. He said, but for now. Praise God, I've got to deal with my folk, and this is the means in which God used them. He used a words of people to come and to, because of the disobedience of the people of God, he used someone that was worse to come in, but he eventually would deal with them. But it was not Habakkuk's place or business. God says simply, I know what I'm doing. And so he used these people. And Habakkuk had some issues with that because he said, why would you do that? And then how are you going to deal with your folk concerning the evil that they're doing and not deal with these folk and their words? God says, I'm eventually going to deal with them. But God's answer, of course, is what he will give us. It seems slow. He says, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. Everything that I said to you, I'm going to deal with my people, and then I'm going to deal with those people. But wait, for the vision is yet to be realized. It is not easy to be patient, my brothers and sisters, but it helps to remember that God hates sin even more than we do. Punishment of sin will certainly come. Praise God. I need to say that again. Punishment of sin will certainly come. As God told Habakkuk, he says, wait patiently. Waiting patiently is not waiting mark in time. It is not waiting in idleness. It is waiting because there is a set time. God says, though the vision tarry, wait on it, for it shall surely come to pass. God has a set time to do all things that he has preordained to happen, and it's going to happen exactly when God said it's going to happen. Our impatience, our anger, misunderstanding, none of those things are going to move God. It's going to happen exactly when and where and how God says that it's going to happen. He says, wait on it, for it shall surely come to pass. Though the vision tarries, he says, sometimes it seems like it's tarrying, and you're going to have to wait for a minute for to see the realization of the vision. But he says, what, wait on it, for it shall surely come to pass. We must trust God even when we don't understand why events occur the way they do. Why? Because God knows exactly how and when he's going to do a thing, and God has a purpose in everything he does. Imagine never worrying about anything. Philippians, of course, remind us to be anxious for nothing. But everything, he says, by prayer and supplication. Don't be anxious for anything. Everything by prayer and supplication. Communicating often and always with God so that we may know what his will and desire is in everything that concerns us. Don't worry about anything. It seems like an impossibility, but we have worries in our homes, worries on our jobs, and even at school. However, Paul advised to us, his advice to us, to turn our worries into prayers. He says, turn the worries into prayer. That is, don't worry, but pray. Luke comes along, and Luke 18:1 says, men ought to always pray and not to faint. And we understand the importance there is if you are praying, you don't have to faint, time to faint. Why? One supersedes or one cancels the other. He says, men ought to pray and not faint. That means if you're praying, you're not fainting. And if you're fainting, you're not praying. Prayers will not give you opportunity to faint. And fainting will not give you opportunity to pray. So we understand the importance. And so Paul's advice is to turn the worries into prayers. Stop worrying, but pray. Do you want to worry less? Then pray more. Whenever you start to worry, stop and pray. That is, don't spend time wasting time worrying when God says you ought to spend that precious time praying. Jesus is simply saying here, and of course, in Matthew 21, where he gives us instructions, he says, in all things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believe you shall receive. Jesus is simply saying here that all things are wrought, are done rather, through prayer. This verse is not a guarantee that we can get any and everything we want simply by asking Jesus and believing. God does not grant requests that would hurt us or others or that would violate his own nature or will. Jesus' statement, of course, is not a blank check. To be fulfilled, our requests must be in harmony. Hear me well here. To be fulfilled, our requests must be in harmony with the principles of God's kingdom. God always, he said, I've elevated my word even above my own name. God always honors his word. So whatever he says in his word, we should always be able to go in scripture to be able to understand what the will of God is. And so he will never go against his word or the principles of his word. The stronger our beliefs, the more likely our prayers will be in line with God's will. And then God will be happy to grant them. That's because we know what his will is. We're praying in line with the will of God, and we know that God will grant our requests in accordance with his will. Vision and prayer, prayer and vision, the two go hand in hand, my brothers and sisters. And as we understand this important principle, it's not enough just to know what the vision is. We have to pray that God will help us to complete. God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
And thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspirational word here in the studio this morning. We are now down to the commercial break. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, here on God's Anointed Ministry Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580-#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to the Real Talk segment here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host of God's Anointed Ministries Radio. Joined in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministry, discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching the man of God is doing called Vision and Prayer, Prayer and Vision. And Pastor Fields, we had one comment in the chat session from Minister Jacqueline, and she wanted to know, as men and women of God, how do you stay committed to prayer?
Minister Jacqueline, and thank God for you today for joining us on the show. And we stay committed to prayer simply by doing. Prayer, once again, in its simplest definition, is just communicating, communing with God. Communication with God, Jesus understood the importance of this, and he is our example, by the way. We are to do as Jesus did in order to become as Jesus is. Jesus prayed. The Bible says oftentimes he found a quiet place to go and pray. That is, a place to go and commune with the Father. Why? Because he understood that without the Father, there's nothing that could be accomplished. God says without me, there's absolutely nothing that you can do. And we cannot do anything absent and apart from him. It's in him we move, the Bible says, live and have our being. And so by often including God in everything, no matter how great or small the matter may be, we ought to include the Father in everything that we do. Jesus says, in essence, there is none good but the Father. Every good thing, every right thing, righteous thing, every perfect thing. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from up above, out from the Father of light, in whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. So we have to. It is a mandate that we often include the Father in all that we do, and that is through the medium of prayer. It's simply by doing, Minister Jacqueline. God bless you today. Thank you for that wonderful, wonderful question.
And thank you, Pastor Sales, for answering that question. We are now down to the close of our segment. And if you have any questions or concerns that you would like to shoot to Pastor Sales, you can contact him via his website, which is www.godsanointedministries.com. And also you can look at upcoming show information as well as email the man of God at GAM, which is gang, at godsanointedministries.com. To give any feedback regarding previous shows or even today's shows or any shows you would like him to do a teaching segment on, you can leave that topic information on the website. And once again, that website is www.godsanointedministries.com. Also in this time and in this season, you can avail yourself to assist the man of God with through your monetary donations for upcoming radio segments as well as television segments that will be coming soon. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministry Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host.
Here I will break my heart. Here I will break the dark. Here I'm just singing over me. I am known. I am seen. I am carried by the one who won't save me. I am held. I'm not alone, and I know you will never let me go. Your unfailing love, it's all I have, it's all I need, and it's enough.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministry Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host. Thank you for tuning in to the teaching segment of Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Intercessor, and God's Anointed Ministry.
I'm not alone.